भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 Text 6, chapter entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Nabinande Dhruvam Mrityum Adurvam Vasya Jivitam Kalam Param Pratiksheta Bhutanam Prabhavapyayam Nabinande Dhruvam Mrityum Adurvam Vasya Jivitam Kalam Param Pratiksheta Bhutanam Prabhavapyayam. Mataji's, please. Not. Abhinandet, one should not praise. Dhruvam, sure. Mrityum, death. Adhruvam, not sure. Va, either. Hasya, of this body. Jivitam, the duration of life. Kalam, eternal time. Param, supreme. Pratiksheta, one must observe. Bhutanam, of the living entities. Prabhava, manifestation. Apyayam, disappearance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Since the material body is sure to be vanquished and the duration of one's life is not fixed, neither death nor life is to be praised. Rather, one should observe the eternal time factor in which the living entity manifests himself and disappears. Purport. The living entities in the material world not only at the present but also in the past, have been involved in trying to solve the problem of birth and death. Some stress death and point to the illusory existence of everything material, whereas others stress life, trying to preserve it perpetually and enjoy it to the best of their ability. Both of them are fools and rascals. It is advised that one observe the eternal time factor, which is the cause of the material body's appearance and disappearance, and that one observe the living entity's entanglement in this time factor. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings in his Gitavali, Anadi Karmapale Padi Bhavarnava Jale Tharibare Nadeki Upai. One should observe the activities of eternal time, which is the cause of birth and death. Before the creation of the present millennium, the living entities were under the influence of the time factor, and within the time factor, the material world comes into existence and is again annihilated. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Being under the control of time factor, the living entities appear and die life after life. This time factor is the impersonal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives the living entities, conditioned by material nature, a chance to emerge from this nature by surrendering to Him. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adesitarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauravaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, that A Brahma Bhuna Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. Wherever we go within this material creation, all the way to Brahma Loka, to the Patal Loka, whether we are Indra or Indra Gopa, microbe, either way we are influenced by time, and time destroys everything. There is this nice pastime in the Mahabharata of this great saint, Mudgal Rishi. Mudgal Rishi was so pious and very austere and charitable, and he had so many good qualities. It's mentioned how he would just beg rice every day for 2 weeks, and once every fortnight, once every 2 weeks, he would cook the rice and feed everyone. And whatever is left over, that's what him and his family would take as prasad. And he was so nice that even the demigods would accept his offerings. And Durvasa Muni approached this Mudgal Rishi, and he also took prasad. But the problem is, Durvasa Muni ate everything that Mudgal Rishi has prepared, so there was nothing left for him and his family. So Mudgal Rishi and his family, they were hungry. It's explained in Mahabharata how when you're hungry, you usually lose all your good qualities. Generally you become angry. But Mudgal Rishi was so gentle, he and his family, they actually went to sleep hungry. And this happened 6 times. So they were fasting pretty much for months. And Durvasa Muni was so pleased with his gentle behavior and charitable nature that he actually blessed him that he can go to the heavenly planets and live there. So there, one Vimana actually came from the heavenly planets to take Mudgal Rishi to the heavens along with his family members. And Mudgal Rishi was the first one to actually ask the demigods this question about the heaven, because everybody was excited to go to the heavenly planets. So Mudgal Rishi asked this demigod who came to take him, tell me something about the heavenly planets. So the demigod started glorifying. He said, you know, in the heavenly planets there's no hunger or thirst. The bodies are so effulgent and is so fragrant for so many miles. And it does not produce any waste and there's no unhappiness. And you will also get a vimana like this on your own. There's so many things the demigods were explaining about the benefits of going to the heavenly planets. And Mudgal Rishi, being so intelligent, he asked, is there any disadvantages? Like, do I get to stay there forever? And the demigod answered, saying, no, you can't. I mean, you get to stay there for a long time, but the problem is, as soon as your pious credits run out, the garland that the demigods are wearing, they start to wilt. And that's how you know your time is running out. And then when your pious credits are finished, you're so much in anxiety that you're going to fall down to the earthly planet. So you're so much in anxiety that you're going to fall down. And then when you do fall down and take birth in the earthly planet, you're again miserable because you had such a nice opulent lifestyle. And then when you come back down to the earth planet, you know, you can't just fit in. You stand out and you're very unhappy. You can't just, you know, take to this standard of earthly existence. So these are some of the disadvantages. And Mudgal Rishi said, sounds like a bad deal to me. Why do I want to go through this? You know, what kind of blessing is this? So he asked the demigod, is there any place where I can go and stay forever and be happy forever? The demigod said, yes, the planet is called Vaikuntha Loka. You can go there, but only through devotional service. You can't go there through any charity or just any charity or pious activities. You have to serve Vishnu and Vaishnavas. And Mudgal Rishi didn't go in the plane. He sent it back and he started continuing his devotional service. So any intelligent person can see that this world, you know, it's a bad bargain because time destroys everything. But Krishna's illusory energy is so thick that we don't see it. Like Prabhupada gives the example of the goats being slaughtered in villages in India for Kali Puja. The butcher or the priest is slaughtering one goat and the next one in the line is actually eating grass and having sex. Because he doesn't realize, even though we human beings, we are so intelligent, we are also pretty much doing something like this. We don't see the influence of time. Maya is so thick that there are so many sense objects that keeps us busy. Like Prabhupada tells the story of this rich businessman. He was actually begging the doctor at the time of death, oh, doctor, please extend my life just few more years, you know, so I can take care of the business and my son will be a little bit grown up and then I can hand it over to him and then I can die. Prabhupada said, you don't know who you are, you don't know who your son is, and you don't know where you're going. What kind of, you know, request is this that you're asking the doctor to just to live for a few more years? Prabhupada said, this is Maya, this is illusion. My Guru Maharaj also says how he asked his mother, she's like 8 years old, maybe more now, because this he said a few years ago, that my Guru Maharaj asked his mother, saying, you know, what's your realization? You know, what's your realization in life? And she said, you know, how did I get so old so fast? Where did all the time go? How did this happen to me, you know? Life just zipped through in front of my eyes and I'm already like in my 80s. So everybody can see this, but Maya is so thick that, you know, we don't know how to utilize it without spiritual guidance and wisdom. But one who is guided, one who has spiritual wisdom, he knows the urgency and he knows how to get out also. It's like this king, Khatwanga, right? He was actually fighting for the demigods, that the demigods were offering him a benediction. I mean, the demigods were influenced, you know, all the planets and, you know, all the wealth and opulence and everything. But when Khatwanga was offered this benediction, you know, what would you like? You know, ask anything of us. And immediately Khatwanga said, can you do me a favor and tell me, you know, how much lifespan do I have left? And the demigods looked at his chart and said, oh, you actually have just few moments left in this body. So immediately he sat down in meditation on Vishnu and started meditating on Vishnu and went back to Godhead. So anybody who's knowledgeable, they can do like this. Otherwise, you know, people have no clue what to do with themselves. People actually think it's a luxury and opulence to kill time, to do all kinds of activities and spend time. This, in CNN, they had this report, they had this news, they're interviewing this lady, she's like 40 years old, and they're saying, she's glorious because she and her partner, they successfully had sex every day for 365 days of the year. And it's a big thing. They're glorifying her. Oh, how did you do this? You know, give us some tips. You know, Mahajana, Yena Gatasya Panta. And they're like, it's so embarrassing. You know, a lady being interviewed about this subject in the news. And, you know, people are glorifying her and encouraging, and she's also very proud. And there's so many examples of how, you know, people spend their lifespan, how they spend their time. But time and tide waits for no one. The Muchakunda explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, to Krishna actually, he says that, you know, Krishna, I forgot about time, but time didn't forget about me. Time and death, they're like black snakes. Muchakunda explained that devour everybody and anybody. It's explained how the influence of the time is so powerful that even the Himalayas, the greatest mountains on earth, will become powder because of the influence of the time. Even the sun, the most powerful sun, will be extinguished. And the oceans, the greatest oceans, will dry up. So this is very sad that, you know, we have come to this material world where time destroys everything. Especially these material bodies, they won't last forever. Prahlad Maharaj explains, adruvam artadam. Tadapi adruvam artadam. Kaumaram acharat pragyo. ధర్మన్ భాగవతం ఇహ దుర్లభ మానుష జన్మ తదపి అధ్రువం అర్థడం. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సేస్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ షుడ్ స్టార్ట్ లైక్ ఫ్రమ్ 5 years ఓల్డ్. ఐ రిమెంబర్ ఐ వాస్ డూయింగ్ హోమ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ అట్ వన్ లైఫ్ మెంబర్స్ హౌస్ అండ్ దిస్ లేడీ స్టాప్ మీ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ద టాక్ అండ్ సెడ్ యు నో మై కిడ్స్ దే లైక్ ద కిడ్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ 20 years ఓల్డ్. She's like, my kids are not ready yet to hear all this philosophy, you know. I don't want to like disturb their minds. They're still very young and they have a bright future in front of them. This is in the middle of the lecture. And then I read to her from this teaching of Prahlad Maharaj how like you should have started this 15 years ago. This is already late. And what about you? And you're like in your 50s and you don't know any of this subject either. So Prahlad Maharaj says, 5 years old we should start this Krishna consciousness. Because durlabha manusha janma, this human form of life, it's very rare, durlabham, very rarely attained. After so many species of birth and death, Prabhupada once explained how when you become a dog, we think, okay, now I'll become a dog, next I'll become a cow or something. No, you have to become every dog there is, every kind of dog. If you're like Doberman, you have to become German Shepherd, and then you have to become like Labrador, and then you become a Great Dane, and you have to become every single one of them before you get to go to the next stage. So it's durlabha manusha janma, it's very rare to get this human form of life. Adhruvam arthadam. It's temporary, but it can reward us the greatest benefit. But if we don't know how to use it, then we just die, like, you know, Prabhupada says, cats and dogs. Especially now with all these videos and, you know, YouTubes and all this news, we can see how when least expected, death strikes. You can see somebody, like, you can actually see videos of people dying. And you can see they're just going about, you know. They're just going to work or something and then the roof falls on their head or the elevator wouldn't open the door. They just die out of starvation for 3 days. And so many videos you can actually watch how, just like us, you know. We don't expect it. They didn't also expect it. When least expected, these things happen. What kind of world is this? We are so conscious, we are so intelligent, we have all kinds of plans. We're living so comfortably and then, like Prabhupada says, the soul is ripped from the body and we have to move on whether we like it or not. Prabhupada says, you know, this world is dukkhalayam or shashvatam. Prabhupada says, that even if you say, even though this world is not a nice place, let me just continue as it is, you know. The Prabhupada said, no sir, sorry, you can't. You have to go anyways. But devotees, we are so fortunate that we have this Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. This is the solution. This is the solution for this problem of time and repeated birth and death. Nirvirti tarshay rupagiyamana bhavau sada chotra manobhirama ka uttama sloka gunanuvada puman virajeta vina pasugna. Actually Parikshit Maharaj is speaking this at the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, explaining this beautiful pastimes and glories of Krishna is actually the medicine. Bhava roga, we are stuck in this ocean of birth and death. Bhava sagara. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying that the medicine, enechi aushadhi maya nasi varalagi harinama maha mantra lavatumi magi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the medicine for this repeated birth and death is this chanting of Krishna's holy names and hearing Krishna's pastimes. And by doing so, Our lives are not the same. We may look like we're living in the city just like everybody else, and we're driving cars, and you know, we're doing same things as our neighbors, but we are completely different. We're completely protected by Krishna. Krishna promises. I remember how when I went to this South Indian temple, Kanchipuram, the wall, it's written, Vishnu says, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, if anybody who remembers me can come to me, but I say that even if my devotee can't remember me at the time of death, don't worry, I will remember him. So Krishna is so grateful. The question always comes, what about if somebody is dying out of coma or something where he can't chant or this or that? But because we serve Krishna all life, Krishna promises that I will come and take you back to Godhead personally. So we are very fortunate in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, and so many other books given to us by Prabhupada. We are actually warned ahead of time how this sense gratification doesn't work. So we don't have to be less intelligent and experiment and waste time. We can hear from great saints and sages for past so many thousands of years, they're saying the same thing. How sense gratification will not make us happy. And we also have experience, not like we are in Krishna consciousness from day one. We all came here because we were burnt out. It doesn't work. So we are so blessed we have this information so we can save time. We can save time. When I was traveling with my spiritual master, again and again, he would say the same thing to the householder devotees, that times are getting tough. Times are becoming very difficult nowadays. You know, the recession and everything is going up, the mortgage and the rent and, you know, you name it, like boga and everything. Everything is becoming so expensive that we shouldn't lose our Krishna consciousness just paying bills. So he would again and again say that, try to live simply and chant Hare Krishna. He would say the same thing again and again. Try to live simply so you don't lose your Krishna consciousness. If you had the karma and things come to you without hard work, fine, we'll use it in Krishna's service. But we shouldn't be so greedy and so lusty that our heads and hearts are filled with material desires that we can't chant Hare Krishna peacefully. That means we are defeated by Maya. We should be able to take a cold shower and sit down and chant Hare Krishna for a couple of hours every day. You know, that's the luxury, that's the blessing of a devotee. If you're not able to do that, then we have serious lifestyle adjustments to make. If we don't have time even to go on Harinam like once a week, or go on book distribution once a month at least, and give some charity and come to the programs, and if you're not able to do this, what's the point? You're just working like karmis. I don't know if I'm allowed to use that word anymore. People get upset these days. If you're working like hogs and dogs, then we've been defeated. So the Yuga Dharma is this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And the more we chant, our hearts will become free from material desires. We won't be bothered all the time by these unwanted things, desire to accumulate unwanted things. And what to speak of sex desire and fault finding and envy and lust and so many things. It's not an artificial thing. We can't become free from it unless we chant Hare Krishna every day. And it's also explained that when we're chanting Hare Krishna, it has to be continuous. Prabhupada gives the example how, you know, if you stick an iron rod in the fire and you take it out like every few minutes, it's not going to get hot. Similarly, while chanting, if you're interrupted all the time, this is the age of interruption and indecisiveness. There's so much distractions. So we can't chant every 5 minutes, every 2 minutes, we are distracted by so many things. So if we chant like this, then the process is very slow. So we have to chant, like, you know, without quality chanting, then we can overcome all these anarthas within the heart. And eventually we will develop a taste for chanting, taste for Krishna consciousness. And it's very easy. Like the example of the Kurma Brahmana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, he stayed at the house of Kurma Brahman. A Kurma Brahman washed Mahaprabhu's feet and sprinkled the water on his head and gave him nice prasad and everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving and Kurma Brahman was actually going with him. And Mahaprabhu said, "Where are you going? Why are you coming with me?" And the Kurma Brahman said, "You know, this household life is very difficult for me. I can't tolerate it anymore. So I just want to go with you and just, you know, be with you." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "It's not necessary, you go with me." And he gave this famous instruction. Yara deke tara kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gya guru hana tara hai desh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just remain as you are in the household life, but chant the Hare Krishna mantra, read Bhagavad Gita and teach others to do the same. And this way, become a guru and liberate everybody in your land. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just by doing this, this simple formula, same thing Prabhupada has given us, chanting Hare Krishna, reading the books, and distributing this Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we will meet again very soon, or in other words, we will never be separated. So we can always feel the presence of our spiritual master and Krishna just by doing these things, just three things. Just make time to chant Hare Krishna at least 2 hours a day and read at least few of Prabhupada's purports, which smashes all misconceptions. And if we just did these things, we'll be so Krishna conscious that whoever we meet, we can't help it, but we will tell them about Krishna consciousness. And just by this process, we can get out of this material existence and go back to Krishna, even though life is very short. In Kali Yuga, if you're like 70 years old, you consider very old. So we live for few years, and in these few years we can perfect our lives and go back to Krishna. Otherwise, you know, we just, you know, take birth again, bhutva, bhutva, praliyade. It's a great loss. So any questions or comments? Banabhatta Prabhu.
Both of them are fools and rascals. So my question is...
Can you speak?
Should I say it again?
If you like.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that some stress death and point...
Yeah, it's working.
He says some stress death and point to the illusory existence of everything material, whereas others stress life, trying to preserve it perpetually and enjoy it to the best of their ability. Both of them are fools and rascals. So my question is, why is it that the person who seems to me like a jnani, he's actually, you know, studied the material situation to the point where he understands the illusory existence of everything material. And as Prabhupada says here, he stresses death. Why would that person be considered a fool and a rascal?
In a sense, it's like incomplete. I've actually met Buddhists who actually meditate on dead corpse, like photos of dead corpse in the wall. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just like, I think in Sanskrit it's called Markata Vairagi. It's like incomplete renunciation. And the point is like, what do you do about it? Unless you take to the lotus feet of Krishna, you can't become free from material existence. It's impossible. Like Brahma explains, ye anye aravindaksha vimukta maninas avisuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena param padam tata patantiyada anadritta yushmadangraya.
So Brahma says that, you know, these impersonalists, they think they're so smart, and this way they try to go and, you know, become liberated, but they again fall down because of their contaminated intelligence. So everything but Krishna, that's the point. This whole world, everybody is talking about everything but Krishna, surrendering to Krishna. In here, the last line of the purport, Prabhupada says, the time factor is the impersonal representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives the living entities a chance to emerge from this nature by surrendering to Him. See how Prabhupada ends the purport. Prabhupada is always talking about surrendering Krishna. Everybody else is talking about so many techniques, but not Krishna. So therefore, they're Namam duskritina mura prabhadyante naradama. Maya parita jnana asuram bhavamacrita. They approach so many ways, but so therefore their Prabhupada is calling them fools and rascals. Rabindranath Prabhu is going to ask me some Shastric reference now.
So in your lecture you were saying that when you go back down to the animal species, like you have to take birth as like different types of dogs, for example. And what about like there's various plants, you know, people develop different varieties of plants, you know, different botanists, you know, they may have a fruit tree and they may develop 1,000 different varieties of that fruit tree. Does that mean the person has to take birth 1,000?
Yeah, that's what Prabhupada said. Every species you have to take birth in all the different varieties available in that species before you can... I don't know that kind of details, but sounds very risky, that's the point, you know. Maybe Archita Prabhu or Druta Karma can answer this, you know. We have some scientists in the class, I don't know. Can you give the mic, bro? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.